Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colton Smith, and as always, I am joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, it is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys what is available to watch on terrestrial TV this week. We're the discussion, and we feel there are far too many options, and film is way too easy to watch now. So we're telling you what you can watch on your TV at home this week. Last week, Ben picked up a real tearjerker. He hit a high note with a few animal lovers with a dog's purpose.
Some people wrote in, didn't they, about what they thought of a dog's purpose?
They loved it.
It was almost a mixture of a hidden gem, wasn't it? Because I hadn't seen it. But I won't be doing that again.
I loved last week's episode when Ben killed Lassie and Jack got defensive about how Lassie didn't die.
Lassie didn't die. Yeah, but she does that thing where she feigns it and they go, Lassie, yeah, Lassie. And then she comes back to life and you're like, oh. I was like, come on, piss off. film four, Monday the 7th of March, 6:50 to 9 p.m. Film four, Suffragette.
So that's tonight. That's tonight.
That's tonight.
When did that come out?
2:16, I think.
I'm guessing, is that about the women who fought to get the vote?
Exactly. Carrie Mulligan. Loads of British stars in it. Suffragette. Worth a watch, I think. Very good terrestrial watch.
Now, the other thing we do in this episode is we send Ben all around the world on any mode of transport. And before we find out what mode of transport it was this week, is a little bit of a shout-out to be made, because a few weeks ago, Ben jumped in his rowboat and went all the way to Sri Lanka, and Simon Wilson, who is a listener of Sofa Cinema Club, perfectly captured Ben in his rowboat through cartoon art, didn't he, Ben?
He did. I was forever around the world with Ben in my rowboat. And maybe next time he can do me in roller skates. Very, very good.
Well, so it was rowboat. Roller skates, what's this week?
Right, well, I've had enough.
Pogo stick.
No, I've had enough. I've had enough of doing things that are hard, so I just thought, do you know what? Fuck it, I'm going microlight.
What's microlight?
It's like you can carry it around, it's like a tiny engine. And you sit in it, it's like... But you can get round. You can land anywhere, land in a field, take off.
Have you just invented a method of transport?
No, I haven't. If I had, Coulson, I wouldn't be on this podcast. I'd be rich. That's so how it works.
Hang on. It's like a one-person play.
Yeah, you literally sound like you've never... A microlight. You've never seen a plane with one person.
I've never seen.
Never.
Well, you've missed that. Anyway, brilliant mode of travelling.
Where's it taken you to?
Well, I've made a right arse of this, haven't I? It's choppy. Bloody choppy. Canada.
Oof. In the storm as well.
I tell you what, it got me there quicker, but coming back was slow.
Hang on. The entirety of Canada.
I'm not giving you any clues now. I'm sick of this.
The entirety of Canada in 7 days.
It's got to be big.
You go first, Jack.
120.
Ooh. 120. Oh, I tell you what, I love this game. I love leading you in.
If you think Jack's mental, 689.
Canada? 1,000.
Wow.
A thousand.
On the nose.
On the nose, in my notes, next to me, around the world, Canada, 1K. I've called it 1K. It got so big I couldn't fit the numbers on the page.
There's your one, Coles.
Yeah, there's my one.
Bahrain. I tell you what, that is a trek. Canada to Bahrain in a microlight.
But you've got a great tan, by the way.
Yeah, only on one side. Like a lorry. Bahrain.
64.
No, you've lost your...
We've just had 1,000 in 7 days in Canada.
Yeah, but I've lulled you in. I'm rocking you all over the boat now.
12.
12 from Jack? Very good. 16. Next one, Singapore. Bit of a trip. Bit of a trek. Singapore.
36.
Jack, sure. Just throws it out. He can't be fucked now. He says 36.
6.
7. Do you know what? I don't think you've got one for ages.
I've not got one for so long.
Ages. I'm playing all over the place. So we've gone from 1,000 to 7.
We're doing the big arenas and then we're coming right back down to earth. We 7.
Yeah.
Canada, we're selling out. Then we're going to Singapore and it's awkward because if one person's ill, we're doing it to no one.
There we go. We're around the world.
The other thing we do in this episode is we hear from you guys at home. And by that, it is the feature of Ben's Reviews.
Samantha Wright on Instagram, new listener. I like that, new listener. Hi, just discovered this podcast. No idea how it took me so long. We don't know either, Samantha. But now, welcome. I'm just binging all the episodes while I work from home. I've had a browse of all the films reviewed and can't wait to hear them all. I have a serious question for Ben, though. As a Newcastle fan, I'm concerned that Goal has not been reviewed. I think there's a very good reason for that, Samantha. I don't think Goal's very good. Although it's not really too good of a film, probably more of a Coulson film.
Ooh.
We do have to agree that this is an exciting film for Newcastle fans. Just curious if you loved the film as a guilty pleasure. Loved the podcast. Really, really getting me through long days of emails. Thank you, Samantha. Very good. Thomas Kitchen on Instagram. Been listening back to series 2, Racing Stripes. My God, what a shit film. That's it. No emoji, nothing. The one line review. Been listening to Racing Stripes. My God, what a shit film. Now we've got... Now, do you remember this lad, Gary BT on Patreon?
Yeah, he works for BT.
Gary, he works for BT. He's got a cinema synopsis. Very good of him. He's just written in to keep the section going. Thank you, Gary, on a personal note. So we went to Cineworld in Yeovil. Very nice. Mm. On Saturday, as all the movies were £3.
Oh. Bargain. I saw that.
£3? How are they making any money?
It was a one-off, get people into the cinema. Because if you look what's on at the moment, it's all a bit shit.
Waiting for Batman. All the movies were £3. Me and my daughter Fern went to see Uncharted and would say it's a 9 all day long. Hello,
wow.
Gary.
A 9?
A 9. Big Gary, you've gone big there. Good bit of action. Good storyline, and we'd say for a movie that's from a game, it's the best one that they've done yet. Worry a bit, though, as Fern is now even more in love with Tom Holland. Laugh out loud.
Yeah, because usually those sort of films that get made from games tend to be a bit shit, don't they? So all your Resident Evils, great games.
Assassin's Creed.
Great games, shit film.
Yeah.
Can you think of actually one film that's good as a game, that was a game first? The Tomb Raiders, they're shit.
Mm.
Silent Hill, shit.
Mario Brothers,
shit.
Sonic the Hedgehog, wasn't that good? Wasn't Sonic the Hedgehog meant to be good? Oh.
Shit. There hasn't been one, Jack.
You've proven your point.
Wreck-It Ralph? Was that a game? Or was that a made-up game?
That was a made-up game. Wreck-It Ralph's a good film, actually.
Wreck-It Ralph is like Donkey Kong, isn't
it? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's based on Donkey Kong. We had an ice blast nod to Coulson there. And a large popcorn. Sweet this time. I was worried, Gary. Thanks for clearing that up. love the podcast. Benny's brilliant. And could you please do another shout out for my daughter, Fern?
Seeing as Gary has given us his cinema story, I'm going to give you my cinema story. Because I went to the cinema this week.
Yeah, go on.
I went to watch Belfast.
Yeah. I saw on your old IG.
Everyone thought I was in Belfast. Because I put it on the Instagram, a picture of the cinema, and put Belfast. And everyone was like, what are you doing visiting my hometown? Like, make sure you go see this. And then I was like, I'm literally in Salford Quays. Last half an hour was great.
Oh, so the other hour and a half?
No, it is. I mean, it is good. It is good. The kid is outstanding. Judi Dench is outstanding. And the soundtrack, Jack.
Yeah.
Is unbelievable. But it's very, I mean, it's literally Van Morrison and then like a Love Affair song. But the soundtrack is like so great for it. And it's almost shot like one of the first episodes of Corrie. Like, oh, it's really? Very much That's that sort of feel.
It's his life, isn't it? Kenneth Branagh's life.
Is that what it's based off?
Yeah. He's the director.
Well, it's about a street in Belfast that still has both Catholics and Protestants on the street. And it's basically them kicking all the Catholics off the street. That's the premise of the film. And it's just got a real sweet note to it, as well as telling this story about a political time that my generation doesn't know that much about. So it really did do it well.
What rating would you give?
7.5, ooh. 7.8.
Steady away, 7.5.
I have to say the last half an hour makes it. If I was picking up on anything, old Christian Grey, who plays the dad, bit boring at times, bit dull. Oh, but other than that,
other than him,
he let it down.
He let it down, the lead, but the rest of it is absolutely, oh, well, worth a watch.
Oh, right, okay. No, good, because Hanny wanted to go watch that.
Well, Jack, you might be able to go and see it, because the winner of this week's cinema competition actually hasn't got back to us. So if the person doesn't get in touch with producer Henry before the deadline next week, we will be having a rollover. And remember, if you have won our competition and you've got a synopsis for us, make sure you do send it in. There's plenty of stuff to go and see at the cinema, even though I've just slagged it off.
Licorice Pizza, I saw that.
Oh, is that any good?
It is mint.
Really? Because it got panned? So one of the reviewers on here said it was shit.
That's the only bad review I've seen, though, Jack.
It's up for a BAFTA, I think, and an Oscar. Cooper Hoffman's in it, first ever film. Both of them.
Apparently he's mint as well, isn't he?
Oh, he's fantastic.
Seymour Hoffman's son or his grandson?
Yes, son. It's brilliant, Jack. It's brilliant. It's like a brilliant piece of filmmaking, but it's the same director that does like There Will Be Blood, and you can't believe it's the same director. It's beautiful.
I really want to watch it, but annoyingly, it's not on any of the cinemas.
Has it stopped now?
I'll tell you what comes on this week that looks good. The Duke.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah, the Who art thief.
What's his chop?
Jim Broadbent.
Yeah.
Jim Broadbent and Helen Mirren. Yeah. And then the Batman's out.
Exciting. We got a little bit of Sofa Cinema Club admin to do, haven't we? As we always do, because we have a few new members who have joined us on Patreon this week. Who are the newest people to join our cinema? Well, mine and Ben's cinema, Jack's film set, because we all do it very differently.
Yeah, I'm in the movie industry. I think you two are just putting the films on that I make, aren't you?
Pretty much.
What the fuck? What? Well, I didn't know he was that.
I've got casting supervisor Tiffany Reed.
I've got on the old Ben and Jerry's scooping up your ice cream, Steph Furban.
Steph, she does a good job. And I've got projectionist Ian Watt. I can't believe you're the fucking movie boss. How did you get away with that, boss?
He just changed it because he didn't listen.
A movie boss, Jack P. Shepherd.
There's more jobs. You two are only doing fucking projectionist and fucking ushers.
Oh, yeah, Renat. Maybe we should change it.
Why don't you come in the movie business?
Will you give me a job next week, Jack?
Catering truck? Ian Watt. That would have been much better, Ian, wouldn't it?
If you want a job next week, all you've got to do is join us on Patreon. And to do that, it's really easy.
Don't take that literally.
Hiya.
Head over to www.patreon.com/SofaCinemaClub. And on there, you will find two tiers of Sofa Cinema Club available to subscribe to for the fee of a large popcorn at the cinema. And for that, you get ad-free episodes of Sofa Cinema Club. You get added to our Instagram close friends. You also get a monthly bonus episode of Sofa Cinema Club where we talk about loads of different things that you guys at home get to pick.
And also, it's very good because we read all the comments.
It's very easy to get in touch if you're on Patreon, isn't it? Yeah. We're not just selling it. It is actually a hell of a lot cleaner for us to see stuff.
It's cleaner.
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 Good word, that. This week, we are watching The Night of the Hunter. And if you want to join us on Thursday to find out what we loved, hated and rated about the film, we will be there waiting for you. Until then, thank you for listening. Good night. God bless.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.